This is Tuesday, the 36th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is John 12, 37 through 43. Even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet, "Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" For this reason they could not believe, because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Yet at the same time many, even among the leaders, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved human praise more than praise from God. One would think watching Jesus perform many signs would be enough to believe. This passage shows that it is not always enough. For some, their experience with Jesus melts their hearts toward God. For others, it hardens it. When you think through your life, what do you remember to encourage your faith? Was it a particular experience where God spoke to you? Was it a moment when the gospel message became real for the first time? Was it a physical healing or a spiritual healing? How has Jesus revealed himself to you? Listen again to God's word. Even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet, "Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" For this reason they could not believe, because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved human praise more than praise from God. The last line in this passage gives a warning. Some believed in Jesus, but they hid their belief because of fear. Others cared more for human praise than God's praise. Are you guilty of caring what people think more than what God thinks? Do you have a hard time sharing your faith in fear of people's rejection or judgment? What would move you from fear to faith? Pray for courage today.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.